When it comes to a cutting-edge mobile data network, Queenstown now rules the roost. Kiwitelco Spark has chosen the unofficial tourist capital of this country as the first spot to roll out its new 4.5G system. Just to give you an idea, that's up to five times faster than 4G. Craig Young is the chief executive of TUANZ, the Telecommunications Users Association of New Zealand. Hello to you, Craig.
Good morning, Rachel.
Well, the government and public service, of course, largely in the capital, the economic hub of the country is Auckland. Why roll this out in Queenstown first?
Well, I think you're right when you said it was the unofficial capital for tourism. So certainly Queenstown's a growing town. But I think from a technology perspective, they get to test something out because it only takes four or five cell sites to cover the town. So easier to upgrade that than, say, Wellington or Auckland, where you've got multiple sites.
So the new network is fast. What will that mean for me in terms of my data consumption and the cost of that data?
Sure, that's a really good question. First thing we should note is that there are no devices that can actually use the network at the moment anyway. So even if you were down there, you might notice a slight improvement on your current device, but until we get the new ones out, you won't really see those four or five times speeds. What it does mean, though, is traditionally in New Zealand, our data caps on our mobile plans have been pretty low, and so you'd burn through that pretty quick, especially if you were using it to watch, streaming, if you're watching movies or something like that. But what we are seeing in the market is some of them testing unlimited plans, which will mean that you'd never hit a block on your data and no bill shock, but of course they are more expensive.
Right, so I need to get a new device to really make the most of it. What about the rest of the country then? When could we expect 4.5G to be rolled out nationwide?
Sure, well I think they have done two other sites, so I would expect that they're looking at other locations, particularly where they've got heavy usage. So places where they're already suffering congestion, they can make this upgrade to their network, which will enable them to deliver better services. So I would expect them to start rolling out larger cities, but I wouldn't start to see them doing anything in particularly like for Auckland or Wellington until they really do need to bite the bullet, just because they are such large areas.
Will this just be for Spark customers?
Yeah, it is. It is. The only customers that can use the Spark network are customers who have a Spark service. That's right.
Has necessity essentially triggered this? You know, the situation with the earthquake fault and the fibre optic cable, does that in essence, does this kind of get around that, if you like?
Well, yeah, it is true that we are becoming increasingly reliant on our mobiles. And certainly the experience from Kaikoura was that if you could get the mobile network back up as quickly as you can, based on, you know, decent backhaul, then you can... it's a lot better, and certainly that the telcos have been working hard to make sure their networks are a lot more resilient. So these networks, they're working hard at them all the time to try and bring them up to speed and try and make them, as I said, more resilient for the future. Yeah.
Craig Young, appreciate your time. The Chief Executive of TUANZ, thank you. So it will be in Queenstown CBD, in Frankton and Arrowtown, few places in between as well, 4.5G, but you need those newer devices. Good reason to get a new phone, isn't it?